college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Ciancio with us, Big Six Previews. The magazine came out. I got it over the weekend, and it is very good. Very detail-oriented. Not about the pictures and photography. It's about the info. And I think that's what most dudes want. Most people want is, where's the info? It's in here. You need to order it. You can get it hard copy, or you can get the digital, as he has provided in years past. Brett Ciancia, every Wednesday with us. Hey, Brett, good morning. And what do you pay attention to now that the magazine is out and we have everybody in full practice form? What do you observe? What do you pay attention to?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, it's the best time of year to be talking football. Everyone's optimistic. Everyone's undefeated. You know this. So I actually do a big tour of radio and podcasts, trying to talk with each fan base, in between the time between the book release and kickoff. So it's been a lot of shows for me. Haven't really tuned in too much to fall camp yet. I think the back half of fall camp is where you start to see depth charts, where you start to see position battles determined. So I'll be tuning in a little bit as we get closer there to kickoff.
I know that media rights really isn't your world. Who broadcasts what and everything else. You just watch the games and you observe them and then you opine on them. But have you been paying attention to what's going on with the Big Ten and their future rights, et cetera?
Yeah, well, I know that's been a huge topic, and kind of one of the key topics of conference realignment this latest wave was how big and what would that package look like for the Big Ten. And, yeah, saw the reported news last night how it's going to be a three-network breakdown. I keep going back and forth on what to think of this. I haven't really researched it much, but on a surface level, if you break it up between three different networks, maybe you spread some more of the power around. It's less of a power struggle. So I don't know. I still need to develop that opinion a little bit. It was late news last night I saw it. But maybe by bringing NBC, CBS, and Fox all in there, and then, of course, the battling ESPN on the SEC front, but maybe that spreads it around, and maybe we can get other conferences some big deals on the channels.
This would mean that ESPN is not related in TV form, football, basketball, with the Big Ten for the first time since 1982, 40 years. My question is this. Game day is not important to me. It's a waste of my time, but it's phenomenally popular to the masses out there. Does game day not go to Big Ten games anymore or set up at a Big Ten campus anymore?
Well, maybe less frequently, I'd say that. But you see them still go to games that they don't have, that they're not broadcasting. They've been out to some Pac-12s that they don't have access to or Big 12s, even lower levels like Ivy Leagues they've been to. No, I think that they're still going to go if it's a huge matchup, but I think they're going to raise that bar a little bit. It's going to have to be massive. It's going to have to be a top 10 Big Ten game, you know, number one Ohio State versus number four Penn State. I think they're going to throw out a little bit of those marginal Big Ten games. So I think you're right on that. Now, what you're also going to see, though, with all this new money is the rise of the Big Ten, the Big Noon kickoff show on Fox, pregame show. So that might become more of an arms race in the pregame show space now that they have exclusive rights with the Big Ten.
That's a good show, and I really like it. As far as substance is concerned, I like that show actually better than Game Day.
Yeah, I think with that show, it's less about the pageantry, which I do love with Game Day, all the history, the tradition, the fans are all over the place on Game Day. You have some sharps like Chris Felica there and Herbie I still like a lot. But then on the other side, yeah, it's a lot of X's and O's breakdown. So if you're in for that, maybe give each a little bit of a look on Saturday mornings. I think those guys do a good job, too, on their side. A little bit different show format, but more X's and O's.
Brett Ciancia with us. And on the front of the magazine, I'm holding it up here. He actually has his bracket his Final Four bracket, and he has Alabama, Utah, and you have on the other side Ohio State, Georgia going at it. And Utah opens up at Florida in the Swamp, and they're a slight favorite. I would assume the number's tight like that because of where they're going and the travel and everything. But that one right there is going to either keep you alive or eliminate you if something happens there.
No, it's very true. I have that game circled, you know, and that's going to be a tough one. That's as hard an opener as you can find. It's very rare for Utah or the Pac-12 teams to travel deep into the SEC footprint. That's extremely rare itself.
Right.
Usually when they match up, it's a neutral site. So you got to go into the Swamp. It's Billy Napier's debut. It's a night game. You know it's going to be hot and humid, and if high school football is any indicator, you see cramps a lot in that first game. So who knows? I'm sure they'll be well hydrated, but I think it's going to be a shock heading into there. But you get through that game, and the schedule sets up really well for them. It's really just a two-game schedule from there. It's Oregon, who they smashed twice last year, and USC, who, of course, they brought in a lot of transfers at the skill positions, but I'm not sold that they can block and tackle yet. So, and yeah, thanks for the praise on the book. That means a lot. And also thanks to all the Bill King Show listeners. It's been great hearing from so many of you. So I really appreciate the support there. And you're right, it is all about getting information. It's no frills, it's no filler, it's no full-page pictures, which, you know, you can just Google pictures nowadays. So what can't you find elsewhere? That's what I try and pack the pages with.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews. You can now order, first year, the hard copy. You can order the digital in the past, and you can still do that as well. Okay, since you're in Pennsylvania, the coaches poll came out here, and Penn State's not in the top 25. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I am, actually. So I tweeted this out on Monday when the coaches poll was released. I had teams that I have ranked that the coaches poll didn't, and right at the top there is Penn State. I have them 18th in my poll preseason, and that's good for third in the Big Ten East behind the Ohio State-Michigan block at the top, but certainly should be a ranked team. I mean, you look at them last year, five losses by one score or less. I mean, they were in a lot of tight games. They were also going through a quarterback injury with Sean Clifford. He's back healthy. They bring back a lot on defense. That's been their strength. They do lose Brent Pry, their D coordinator, who took over Virginia Tech, but a great backfill. James Franklin goes out and hires a former head coach himself with Manny Diaz, head coach at Miami, but a great defensive mind. I think he's going to thrive back in that coordinator role. So, yeah, I was shocked to see that. I put that right out right away that I think they deserve a ranking compared to some of these other ones. You know, I'm actually selling Wake Forest this year. I'm selling, Houston, Cincinnati, although I don't cover them in the book. But I would definitely have Penn State ranked.
Tennessee not ranked. Would you have had them in your top 25?
Yeah, you got it. So the four on that list was Penn State, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Mike Leach's team, and then BYU. So those are the four that I had in there that the coaches do not. And specifically with Tennessee, I see a high upside with them. We already saw it with their offense. They were the fastest tempo offense in America last year. And not that tempo is the be-all, end-all, but it allowed them to put up a ton of points and yards. And Hendon Hooker was sharp running the offense. So you have all that back. I think it's eight starters on offense are back. They also brought in Brew McCoy, a five-star. And the roster is looking pretty strong there. And the question will be defense. And I'm not saying that they have to be a top 25 defense, but even if they can get into the top half of the country, into that top 60, top 40, then there's a lot of W's to be had for Tennessee. So, yeah, I have them ranked, I think, 23rd in my book, and certainly deserve a ranking compared to what the coaches' poll had.
Coaches' poll had Notre Dame number 5. I thought that was a little ambitious. I would have no problem if you had them in the top 10, 11, 12. I think 5's a little high.
Yeah, that stood out as well. Maybe that's just kind of an extension of last year's, the finish to last year's season, but I don't even think they finished fifth. I think they finished below that in the final poll. So, yeah, maybe a lot of respect towards to Marcus Freeman and the surrounding staff that he was able to retain. You know, they do have quite a track record. They're always a top 10 contender. I agree, though, 5 a little high. I have them down at 10th. A solid team. I mean, offensive line could be one of the best in the country. Meyer, a tight end, one of the best out there. But change of quarterback, you're going to a five-star Tyler Buchner, a dual threat from California. I think he'll be good, but it's still an uncertainty. So fifth, that seemed a little bit high for me.
Tom in Myrtle Beach says, tell Brett I just ordered the book, and tell Brett he's got Utah in the Final Four as well. So you've got a buddy there when it comes to predictions.
Hey, well, that's great news, and big shout-out. Thanks for the book. Thanks for the purchase, I should say, and appreciate the praise. Yeah, it's good to have some company in my corner because everyone's got Clemson number four. That's the consensus. You see every single other preview book out there, it's the same chalk, and then number four Clemson wedged in there. So, but I think it's worth a look to look at, is Clemson really, should they be penciled in every year? I mean, I think they have a transition year again, losing both coordinators, quarterback instability, and the way that Dabo has ignored the transfer portal, they're not as ready for a reload that you see at the other three powerhouses, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. So, yeah, thank you, Tom, for that purchase. I appreciate it.
Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, is a big fan of yours, too. He said, I ordered the digital version about a week ago but have not received it. Is that customary, or can he get hold of you and see what's up?
Yeah, absolutely. Please shoot me an email. We try and resolve those within the hour. And, yeah, with the digital, you should get an email back from our store with the hyperlink, the blue link, to download it. If that email was lost, I can resend it via our email. So, yeah, definitely reach out to me anytime on email, brett@picksixpreviews.com, or on Twitter, @picksixpreviews, and I'll resolve it right away. And yeah, the hard copy ship out in about 2 days. In the meantime, I'll email over the digital. So when you do buy the hard copy, you get both the best of both worlds to hold you over.
Brett Cianci of Pick Six Previews every Wednesday of the year, and we talk college football. Brett, we're a couple of weeks out. We've got high school ball, and I'm a huge high school fan too. Brett, we've got high school real games a week from this Friday here in this state. How about that?
Yeah. No, it's the best time of year, truly, and I'm like you. I'm a huge high school fan. I try and get down there every Friday or most Fridays to support the local team, my alma mater, and yeah, it's, you know, I know they're going through, they call it heat acclimation period now. We used to just call it, you know, get out there and do two-a-days, but it's a little bit different now. But, yeah, they're starting it up, and they get started before college football. So we have a little bit of, you know, some appetizers before the college football season kicks off. But, no, I do love the pure passion around a high school game. It kind of feels like the way the football was supposed to be played, you know, without all the frills and the commercials and the ads and all the drama. I just, it's pure football, and it's pure small town community, depending on where you live. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
I come from the world, Brett, where the water break was a hose coming out from the side of the building, and everybody shared. You got in a line, and everybody shared the hose. Once somebody was finished, the next guy got the hose. That was the water break.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, no, it's like I said, best time of year. I'm really excited. Week zero is upon us in a couple weeks, and I know that we only have a couple great games there, Nebraska, Northwestern, and a couple of the Power Fives in action. But, yeah, high school ball and then week zero will hold us over until that big opening slate. I can't wait.
Brett, we'll let you out the door, good friend. Tell everybody one more time how they can get either the hard copy or the digital or just your content in general.
Yeah, thanks so much. Pick6previews.com, @PickSixPreviews on Twitter. And on that webpage, you'll see some sample pages of teams so you can see what me and Bill are talking about here. And then some testimonials, the College Game Day guys, the ACC Network guys, and more info about the book over there. So, yeah, digital copy. It's the 11th year of digital copy, but the first year of the hard copy. So, yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for all the listeners, the engagement and purchases on Twitter. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. We'll see you next week. Brett Cianci, Pick Six Previews with us every Wednesday. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour.